Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Nick Kale, Mary Walter in for Dawn Stensland, Greg Stocker. Morning mystery movie clip in 19 minutes. What's on the cut sheet? Part due today in music history. Who won Twitter today? All still on the way as we get ready for the big solar eclipse coming up in 6 hours and 22 minutes. Not that I'm tracking or doing any math on the fly, but get ready, folks. The big eclipse, 40 years in the making, roughly. Although some people said it happened 7 years ago. What are you going to do? Are you going to wear glasses? Are you going to stay inside? Should kids be out of school? Should sporting events be moved? Our pets' heads are falling off. We've had tankers banging into bridges. Boeing has parts falling off. It's the end of civilization as we know it.
Yep.
Mary Walter agreeing with Greg Stocker. I mean, it's it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Dogs are sleeping with cats. Cats are sleeping with dogs.
It's anarchy, I tell you.
Yes, it is.
I think the Ghostbusters warned us about this. 855-839-1210, the phone number. I did throw up a poll question if you want to vote on it at 1210 WPHT. As a parent, how are you handling your child today with the solar eclipse? Business as usual, early dismissal from school, or getting them out of school early, or letting them stay home? So far, 77% are rational, common sense, functional humans, and they are saying business as usual.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Good. I like it.
Are you, like, I don't know what we're doing here, but, like, I assume that businesses, like, if you're working, they'll let you outside to see it, maybe?
Will they? Or are they so scared of being held liable that they're going to keep you inside?
That's a good question. Well, you're dealing with adults, so...
I mean, I think you just closed down the blinds last segment out of the hallway, right?
Well, I closed the blinds because we were getting... Because we also run a TV show here.
Yeah, it's true. We do.
So we're getting a bad glare.
Oh, okay. So... I thought you were maybe doing like liability protection
for the
company at 323.
I just didn't want a glare.
Okay.
I just thought there was too much light on Greg and people might actually be able to see him.
Exactly. Thank you, Mary. You know exactly why I did that. By the way, that last song was recommended by our own Mary Walter.
So my brain started turning. I sent you quite a few of those. Just once you start thinking about it, they all come to mind.
I asked Phil Almquist, who's like our music aficionado here, and he sent me a few, and then you sent me a few, so I'm playing all Eclipse-type songs.
It's nice that Mary gets to make a recommendation and get it played right away.
Oh boy.
And I say something, and it just falls on deaf ears, nobody hears it, or I get yelled at.
Nick, text me your suggestions, and I'll text them to Greg.
You see what I deal with here, Mary? He's temperamental.
I throw out one recommendation for music. He's like, you do the talking, and I'll handle the music. That's what you signed
you said
up
yes,
for,
sir.
Buddy.
Sorry.
I was like, all right, you're right.
Have I ever said that to you, honestly?
No. Just want you to take more heat in the YouTube chat.
Honestly, it was probably something you recommended, like Kid Rock. And I know, you know, everybody likes Kid Rock because he's on the side of Trump, but his music is terrible.
It is.
And I don't want to play it.
It is trash. I agree. It is garbage.
Thank you.
All right, 855-839-1210. Speaking of garbage, the jobs report for March is a steaming pile of misinformation. You know, it's funny how the left always loves to say, well, that's misinformation, or no, that's disinformation, or you took this out of context, or it's a nuanced conversation. So let's have a nuanced conversation about the Biden economy, Bidenomics, and the jobs report, because Joe loves to come out and talk about, wow, we just added all of these new jobs, never actually going back and saying, well, these were the jobs that were eliminated during COVID and are coming back post-COVID, or... trying to sell us a pile of goods that aren't really as desirable, although every job in this day and age, everybody's got a second gig or a side hustle to survive in this Biden economy. So the jobs report comes out, and there's a couple of things where the Biden administration is trying to tell you how great this is, but the reality is most of these jobs are part-time jobs. So I think this is very, very misleading, and obviously a part-time job, you don't get health care. You don't get benefits, paid time off, things like that. So I want to read this. This is from ZeroHedge.com, where they write the following. I'll give you a little bit of the build-up, and then I'll give you the raw numbers. First things first, unlike the last 2 months, when both the January and February jobs reports were printed out, and they were beyond ridiculously manipulated and goal-seeked to pass a terrible number as a strong number, the strong one, the March print was not a complete disaster. To be sure, superficially, the March report was another artificially goal-seeked blowout that guaranteed it would have zero credibility. With 303,000 payrolls added, which was a four sigma beat to the median estimate of 214,000 and above the highest Wall Street forecast, there's just one problem. The number of multiple sigma beats in recent months has been so high, the entire concept of beats has become laughable. The silver lining is that unlike previous months, when the household survey reported sharp drops in the number of actual employed workers in March, employment finally rose by 498,000 to 161.46 million, the first monthly increase in the past 4 months. Still, despite the modest rebound in employment, it still lags payrolls by almost 9 million jobs since COVID. However, that's where the mitigating factors end, because while there has been some improvement in the quantitative aspect of the March report, when it comes to the qualitative aspect, it was another disaster for one simple reason. All the job gains were part-time jobs. If you actually want to read this story, there's a lot of graphs and a lot of numbers, payrolls versus employment, and there's one exhibit in March that shows the number of part-time jobs soared by 691,000 to a total of 28.6 million, which is up from 27.9 million. But here's the caveat with this. Full-time jobs dropped by 6,000. They went from 132.9 million down to 132.8 and change million. So we're losing these good, presumably good full-time jobs, which cost the employer a little bit more because of health care benefits and things like that. And oh, by the way, paid time off, they got to pay you to be off, and then fill, you know, especially in this profession, they got to pay somebody to come in and do the show that's not on a full-time basis. So Mary, the whole manipulation of the economy, especially in this Biden administration, when he talks about jobs, is such a load of crap. Because, again, they never go back and account for the jobs that we lost in 2020 and 2021. Give me all those jobs back,
right?
Then add part-time jobs and add full-time jobs on top of it, and then you can bang your chest.
Exactly. I said to somebody once, I said, so if you have $100 and someone comes into your home and they take $75 of those dollars, and then you slowly get back up to $100, have you gained anything?
No, you just got back to where you were.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. But here's the other thing, is the majority of these jobs are being held by people coming into this country, legal and illegally, mostly illegally, because of being them part-time jobs. And a study by a report done by the Center for Immigration Studies found that labor force participation among non-college-educated U.S. men has not even returned to pre-pandemic levels, which by itself was very low.
Wow.
By comparison.
Can you repeat that for me one more time?
Sure. Labor force participation among non-college-educated U.S.-born men has not even returned to the 2019 level pre-COVID, which itself was by very, very low historical standards.
So I'm just going to assume, you say non-college educated men, I'm assuming these are the labor positions, the
right.
Welders, the construction workers,
exactly.
The trades?
Yep.
Wow. Well, maybe that's why we're seeing the uptick in those Gen Zers. We talked about this story on Friday,
yes.
Which I thought was fascinating. And I gave Gen Z credit for the first time in the history of the show. The Wall Street Journal had a great breakdown of how Generation Z has become the tool belt generation. And I never thought in a million years that Gen Zers that are typically on TikTok, scrolling and swiping, that can't hold a functional conversation face to face with another human being,
yeah.
Would be out there becoming the next laborers of America, yet they're doing it. And I think it's a smart move.
Very smart move, because you drill down into these numbers. 2.9 million job seeking migrants got jobs, where you find most of the jobs created under Biden that are above the 2019 level are held by migrants. They don't make a distinction between legal or illegal, of course.
Right.
And then, of course, U.S. workers, though, below pre-pandemic levels.
Very interesting.
But I think you're right. I don't even think it's just... I just think it's money that they look at this and they're saying, look at the generation before me. They're coming out of college and they're, you know, $100,000 in debt $50,000 in debt, whatever it happens to be. I don't want that. And there's some really, you can make good money coming out of high school and learning a trade. You can make really good. Our plumber gets paid more per hour than my husband, and Medicare just cut reimbursements to doctors again.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's like, I pay my plumber. He always says every time we go to the vet and we come out with like $1,000 bill, he's like, I should have been a vet.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit Friday, too. I mean, and I'll give you my example. I mean, my two best friends didn't go to college. Well, one of them went to like a business school for like a year and a half and then just stopped and started working. And the other one was, he's got the IQ of a cinder block, so he was never going to go to college anyway. But I get out of college 4 years after they've been in the workforce, and they've got $15,000, $20,000 saved up in the bank doing whatever they're doing. And I'm $38,000 in the negative. And my first
and look where you are.
And my first job in radio was for $6.75 an hour.
Yes,
I got hired at this small little sports station in Easton. It was an ESPN radio affiliate. And I said, I come home, I tell my buddies, I'm like, yeah, I just got hired to be a producer at ESPN radio. And they're like, oh, great job. And they're probably thinking, because they heard ESPN, that I was getting paid well.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
I was basically making minimum wage as a college graduate. I felt like the biggest stooge on the planet. I'm like, my buddy's here. My one buddy's got the IQ of mustard, and the other one bailed on business school after 18 months, and he's making like 55, 60 grand, which, you know, in 2005 or 2006 certainly went a lot further than it does today. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not going to make 40 grand until I'm 27. What am I doing with my life?
Right.
So these Gen Zers are very smart with this, because there's a demand. And oh, by the way, too, you go for these training seminars or to get the certificate or the diploma or whatever you receive to show that you're qualified to do whatever trade. What is it, 6 months, 9 months, 12, maybe it's 18? You're not going to school for 4, 6, 8, 10 years.
Well, a lot of times, if you can, like I know from my high school, I think it was junior and senior year, you could go to VOTEC. Half the day. So half the day they would go over to VOTEC.
Yep. We used to call it CIT. It was called the Career Institute of Technology. And like that's what we used to. And here I am, 22 years later from high school. And, you know, the joke is kind of, well, not anymore, but the joke was on me for a while out of college. We used to be like, oh, CIT. That's where the smart kids go.
They're
only here for half a day.
You're 100% right. We looked down at the VOTEC kids as like, oh, look at those guys. And half of those guys got out of school and were making, your point, like 50, 60, 70 grand a year doing a trade. And I'm sure are probably all living very nicely and comfortably now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right. Like that's really... Looking back on it now, unless my son has some sort of discernible skill that he wants to, you know, go to college for, mm-hmm. I would 100% push him in the trades.
Absolutely. Yeah. I watched a podcast on Friday with a guy named Mike Rowe, and he was talking about how...
Everybody knows Mike Rowe.
Electricians.
Yes.
Electricians are starting off making close to 100 grand.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Within like 18 months.
Yep. Plumbers, these like my neighbor is a roofer. Like he went right out of college or right out of high school. I mean, and like he's, you know, he lives in a bigger house than I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like it doesn't find a trade that you're good at, and yet like you can soar, man.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's in demand for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
855-839-1210. Morning mystery movie clip coming up in 5 minutes, and then the Biden administration has decided to delay the ban on menthol cigarettes amid 2024 election concerns over Joe's failing black support. Where do you hear this story from the Washington Post? We'll get to that when we continue. It's Kale and Company live here on this Monday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Hopefully all of you having a great start to your work week. Nick Kale, Mary Walter in for Dawn Stenslin. Dawn on her trip / Italian sabbatical. She'll be back in 3 months. I'm just kidding. She'll be back in about a week or so. Greg's here as well. Anthony and Phil. It's going to be a rough night for Phil tonight. He's got his UConn Huskies in the national championship. Poor guy's going to have to be up till midnight tonight. I don't have to stay up that late because his team beat my team on Saturday. And I'll never forgive him for it. All right. We got a lot to get to. I want to get to this story on this menthol ban that has been put on pause as the Biden administration doing what they do best, pandering. You know, Joe was raised by the menthol cigarette community.
He was.
You know, not just the Greek churches and, you know, the Jewish synagogues and, you know.
Absolutely true.
His mother was smoking them when he was in utero.
Mother founded Kools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think so. I think Newport put him out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, was that your song that you wanted played?
No, that's that was Mr. Blue Skies by ELO, because we are giving something away, Nick Kale,
right now. Time for the Morning Mystery movie clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Put 12 ants in these animals, they're never going to trust me again.
Blue, stand down.
Stand down.
Hey, what did I just say? Delta, I see you. Back up. Okay, good. Charlie, stay right there. Good. Close the gate.
Are you crazy?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today we have a pair of tickets to see Jeff Lynne's ELO Over and Out Tour on September 21st at the Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah, buddy.
Caller 12, 855-839-1210. You will get a pair of tickets. If you can identify that relatively easy movie clip.
It was.
Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Best of luck.
Jeff Lynne's ELO. We'll be giving away them all, these tickets all week, too. So
just giving it away again.
9:20 every morning, or as close as we can get to 9:20.
Got those. Yeah, well, that's on me. That's on me to get it on time.
It's all good.
Pints and politics, all sorts of good stuff as we have been giving it away today and this week. All right, last story of the day before we get to our winner and also what's on the cut sheet part due. Found this to be very fascinating. By the way, I misquoted. It wasn't from the Washington Post. It was from the Washington Examiner. Two totally different publications. With a headline reading that Biden will delay menthol ban amid 2024 concerns over black support. A two-year-old proposal to ban menthol cigarettes may be delayed until after the 2024 election as President Joe Biden weighs a move that could risk eroding his support within the black community. The Food and Drug Administration first proposed banning menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars back in April of 2022, but has missed two deadlines for finalizing the rule, the second of which expired at the end of March. Now, why is this important? Well, according to data, Gwen Carr, an activist and the mother of Eric Garner, says the ban is inconsistent and racially inequitable. According to the CDC, about 81% of black adult smokers use menthol cigarettes. Those numbers from the year 2020, that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, compared to only 34% of white adult smokers that smoke menthol cigarettes. So this is classic Joe Biden, classic politics here, because you're struggling with the African-American voter. You're still going to win the majority. But what we have seen is Donald Trump in 2016, his numbers went up in 2020 with the black community in a very small number. I think it went from like 9 to 12%. But from 2020 to now, it has almost doubled, where Trump is about 22 to 25% support within the black community. So if you're Joe Biden and you're starting to lose in a razor-thin election, you can't afford to lose 5% or 2% or 12%. So what do? Hey, why don't we put this ban on the back burner? Because I can't afford to have 4 out of 5 African-Americans that smoke cigarettes, that smoke menthols, pissed off at me, basically, right? But the only thing is, and I'm consistent with this, bans do not work. So while this might look good from an optic standpoint, I think at the end of the day, if you want menthol cigarettes, my guess is, I'm not a smoker, I mean, I don't know where all the different places you can buy cigarettes are. I know gas stations, grocery stores, whatever, convenience corner stores. But I would imagine if they were banned in the typical place you would buy them in America from a commerce standpoint, you could probably get them off the internet, have them shipped to you off of the secondary markets. I don't think this will work, Mary.
Yeah. So my question is, why are they banning cigarettes? Like, why just not ban all cigarettes then? Like, I guess the
data says that menthols are more damaging to your lungs because they're more potent or addictive.
Fiberglass. I was always told when you smoke menthol cigarettes like Newports, they had fiberglass in them.
Mm, that's good for your lungs.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. That could have been
Well, that's the same thing they say with the vaping these days, because vaping's the trend, and now they're saying that vaping's bad for your heart. There's like little pieces of metallic or nickel in vaping.
Yep.
Again. And there's plastic in your protein drinks, you know, your energy drinks. It is what it is. We're all going to die of something.
Yeah.
I just, if you're going to ban cigarettes, ban cigarettes.
Yep.
But you get into problems when you pick a group of cigarettes to ban, okay?
Yep. Right.
This is where you wind up with the problem. And the difference is, you know, the Biden administration is doing a lot of things. It's usually, though, that the state-run media runs interference for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't report it, like the Medicare Advantage cuts, right? They just don't report it. They're taking effect January 1st of 25, going to cost seniors about $400 a pop if you're on Medicare Advantage. But they're very quietly, most people, like I said earlier, don't even know that that happened earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were smart, the media would have run cover for them on this.
Right.
And it never would have been, nothing would have been said about it. And it wouldn't take effect until 2025. And this way, if Joe loses, he can blame it on Trump.
Well, yeah, true. And now the usual suspects are coming out in full swing here.
Right.
The Reverend Al Sharpton has come out and said, in regards to the ban, he says, it will give police more reason to target black people. Through the ban's advocates, though the ban's advocates point out that he has accepted donations from industry groups in the past. Of course he is. And of course he has, because he's a fraud and he's a race hustler. But here's the thing. Like, so the Biden administration could spin this to the African-American community and saying, we're doing this to benefit your health. But it's going to come back to backfire on them. And oh, by the way, forget bans for a moment. You know what? Cigarettes, alcohol, you're an adult, 18 or older, 21 or older to purchase and consume. That's called personal accountability and responsibility. McDonald's can kill you. Drinking too much water can kill you. I'm so over the stuff that can kill you.
But see, this is the slippery slope. This is the road to socialism. This is what's happening. When you have a great portion of the population who don't have a God, who don't believe in religion of some sort, you have a need. Every society has had some form of a God, whether you worship the sun, the moon, today would be a big day for you, or whatever it happened to be. You know, you had a God over you that, you know, so now, because we have so many people who don't believe in God, the government is their God. So the government's supposed to keep us safe. So the government should do things like this to protect us. And part of it is also the soft racism of being a Democrat. It's soft racism of the left. Well, you know, black people can't stop smoking on their own. Black people aren't capable of taking care of themselves, just like they're not capable of having an ID. These people are too stupid. It's so racist to assume that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the white guy's cigarette, yeah, we'll let them continue to smoke those because, you know, they can make their own decisions.
I just don't know how people can afford to smoke. I mean, it seems like $9 a pack.
Yes.
By the way, when I was in school, all the white kids smoked menthol cigarettes, whether it was Marlboro Menthol Lights or Newports. Like, that's what all the white kids smoked. Mm-hmm. So to say that it's black people that are smoking that, I think it's just, like you said, Mary, it's racist.
But also, I think what happened, like, in high school and stuff like that, it was the gateway cigarette because they're easier to smoke. It doesn't taste disgusting. You know, everybody was drinking, you know, like a light beer when they started drinking beer. You know, Zima. Oh, my God.
That's smeared off.
It gives you a nice, cool feeling in your lungs. Yeah, right. What it's doing to your lungs, who knows?
It's like smoking Winterfresh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Smoking Winterfresh. Exactly.
And it helps, you know, better breath so your mother can't smell it.
Absolutely.
Right.
I got to tell you, I don't see a lot of people smoking anymore in public.
Yes. That's
I feel true. Like that. I don't think there's a lot of Americans. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is. I've got to imagine it has declined substantially in the last 15, 20 years.
Yes.
It just seems like less and less people do it, which is good.
Yeah.
Scott is in Bluebell. He's our morning mystery movie clip winners this morning. Scott, what movie did we play for you a few minutes ago, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys. Jurassic World.
Yes,
that is correct. Jurassic World, not Jurassic Park. Congratulations, Scott. You've got the tickets to see Jeff Lynn's ELO coming up this September at the Wells Fargo Center.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Nothing like jumping on talking about smoking Winterfresh. This has made my Monday morning Masters Week. Thanks,
there you go,
everybody.
Brother. Yes, indeed.
Masters Week.
That's right. Masters Week.
Yeah. Is that a thing? Like the, it's like WrestleMania week now?
Yeah, this is the best time of the year. I go from wrestling to baseball to the Final Four to the Masters.
Mary, Nick was up past 11 last night, right?
Yeah.
Because he had to watch the ending of WrestleMania.
Yeah, so. I did, like a five-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to take a big nap today.
Yeah. With your binky?
Maybe. And a bottle.
Some graham crackers and milk before you go to bed?
Damn right.
By the way, real fast, though, I mean, with the Mummers coming down yesterday at WrestleMania with Seth Rollins, I think
so
it was great.
So good.
You know, there was a lot of, with the Kelseys, with Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson.
They played to the home crowd.
They did. They did a good job of that. Snoop coming down with his new gin and juice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they brought out all the stops for this year's WrestleMania.
Hey, they took a page out of the Joe Biden playbook.
Yeah,
just pander to your base.
I'm just happy that we're going to get this economic windfall here in Philadelphia. I'm just hoping they do the right thing with that money that they're getting from all the people that came into Philadelphia over the last week.
You just power wash Kensington?
Yeah, exactly.
With, like, fire hoses?
Yeah.
No. With all the tax money they generated from that event, they could clean Kensington in 4 hours.
100%. Yep. But they won't.
Nope.
We'll get a new DEI officer or something. Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick, it may be time to make a career switch. Here you go. You show those guys from high school.
Yeah. I mean, I can identify as something else and make $212,000 a year.
Amen.
It's the only transition I'll make. All right, coming up next, we'll get to What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 as we wrap up a Monday with Mary here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by the Arden Theater. Experience Arden Children's Theater and their modern retelling of the classic tale Pinocchio. Adapted by Greg Banks, a wooden boy, a nose that grows, a huge whale, and a cricket with a lot of opinions. Live on stage, starting April 10th. Info at ardentheater.org. And Mary will be doing some TV later today.
Yes, I will. Between 4:30 and 5 o'clock, my regular hit on Newsmax TV on the Chris Salcedo Show.
Oh, perfect. I'll check you out, and then I'll watch what I normally watch at 5 o'clock on another network that you won't want to hear about.
Oh, no, I used to work on that network, so it's okay.
All right. Greg doesn't condone it, by the way.
No, it's not. I have nothing against that network. I have nothing against anything. I'm just saying
my viewing habits.
I want you to kind of step away from this when you can.
I am.
Please.
I'm gonna take the summer off, I think.
I didn't say that.
All right, 9:42. Let's get to a Monday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by Gift of Life. Join Gift of Life for the 27th annual Donor Dash Sunday. Donor Dash Sunday, it's April 28th at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. Promote the life-saving importance of organ and tissue donation by participating in the 5K or 10K or even 3K walk. Register today at donors1.org. That's donors1.org. It's a great cause, so if you can, you should donate. I wanted to start with this. This wasn't on the cut sheet, Nick, but I see that you have it in today's cuts, and I wanted to discuss it because I think too much is being made of it. We just talked about WrestleMania. On Friday, The Rock was on with Will Kane.
Okay.
And he went, because we know in 2020 he endorsed Joe Biden.
That's correct.
And he gets on Fox News on Friday and says that this year he's not endorsing anybody. Let me play that, and then we can talk about what this actually means.
Sure.
This is K1, Phil, go.
Are you happy that you made that endorsement in 2020? Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
Can I just say this real fast, and then I'm interested to hear what you and Mary have to say about this. But everybody took this as he's going to vote for Trump. I did not at all.
Yeah.
I just think that he's in the Michael Jordan category of Republicans buy sneakers too. And I just think that he doesn't want to alienate any side.
Right.
So he's just staying out of it. But for people to say that they think he's going to vote for Trump, I think is 100% wrong.
To stay out of it is smart, for sure. But he's above being canceled. He's the biggest draw in Hollywood. So he could come out and say he's moving into Mar-a-Lago and sharing a bunk bed with Trump, and nobody's going to cancel him because he's a major draw. I do think now, he has claimed in the past to be a centrist. He has claimed that he has voted Republican and Democrat. Take that for what it's worth. Take it at face value if you'd like. I think he decided to vote for Biden because of Kamala Harris. The Rock is half African American. Kamala Harris was going to shatter the glass ceilings, blah, blah, blah. You're right. In no way does it mean he's voting for Trump in 2024. But as I said in the big take, and I've said last week, I'm tired of all of these guys that are in Hollywood, celebrities, entertainers, musicians that, well, I'm down on Joe. I'm probably not going to vote for Joe, or I definitely won't vote Joe. But they don't come out. And what did I say last week? Stop pussyfooting around. If you're going to vote Trump, just say it. Just own it. Not saying all of these big wigs in Hollywood will, but if that's where you're going, then just don't straddle the fence with it. If I'm Will Kane, I would have asked him right there, and maybe he did. Are you voting for Trump then? Does that mean you're going to endorse Trump? And he's probably like, no, I'm just going to keep it to myself. It's a personal thing.
This is the pitfalls of thinking that the world cares about your political opinions when you are an actor or a football player or a musician or whatever, and think that somehow your opinions have weight because you sing songs or write them. They don't. It doesn't make you smarter than anyone else. And I'm sure some of these people are really ignorant when it comes to politics. And now it's funny how that sword cuts both ways. His crime was not repeating the religious orthodoxy of the left.
Yep.
That was his crime. And you're right. He's not going to get canceled because he didn't go so far as to say, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. I mean, God forbid, then he would be canceled because we have to, you know, censor free speech in order to preserve democracy. So they're learning, the Hollywood elite and, you know, the rest of the elites are learning that sometimes your opinion has a price, has consequences.
But here's the only thing, I push back on one thing you said about, now, I would never allow a Hollywood entertainer to influence how I vote. But to say that certain Hollywood elites don't have influence over getting their minions to follow their lead, I think is wrong. Taylor Swift went out and got all these people to register to vote. Like, I think there's people so obsessed with Taylor Swift or The Rock. Mm-hmm. If they say, jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, they'll do it. So, like, I do think those, the very select few, the best of the best at their chosen profession in Hollywood, I think they do carry influence, which is why Biden's been trying to, you know, partner up with the Swifties.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think there are some who absolutely will, you know, vote for Joe Biden because they say, you know, their favorite person said vote for Joe Biden or mm-hmm. Trump at a country music concert, you know, Jason Aldean or whatever. If he said, you know, vote, or yep. Kid Rock,
yep.
who very famously, you know, loves Trump. They will because of that.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who are very easily led. And I know some people like this, that they just go along with the group. With yep. the group think they're like, okay, you take them out of that environment and put them in the other camp, and after, you know, a month or two, they're voting the other way. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's just the way they are. So it does have sway. But again, my point is once they get off the team that everybody else is on in Hollywood or the elites are on, and they dare actually say that they regret being on the team, there are consequences for them.
Right. Yep.
Jennifer Lewis, actress Jennifer Lewis, you might remember her from, she was in Sister Act, mm-hmm. Blackish. I think she was Aunt Viv, the second Aunt Viv in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I remember her.
She went on she had a meltdown on some podcast where she predicts what will happen if Trump wins.
This is epic.
This is cut 10, Phil, go.
As soon as he takes the oath, he will have generals walk down the steps of the Capitol.
Wow.
He will take a hammer and break the glass where the Constitution is, and he will tear it up in our faces and say, now, I'm the king of the world. You will bow down. He will punish everybody that didn't vote for him. Let me tell y'all how I know this. I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
You're exuding it.
That mania is unstoppable.
Hang on. A little bit more. Dramatic pauses. Dramatic pauses.
See, this mother is Hitler.
Oh.
Is the Hitler now?
He didn't come to play.
Right. There we go.
There you go. That right there, that might be the number one case of Trump derangement syndrome I've ever heard.
Yep.
That trumps, no pun intended, Joy Reid,
yep.
Rachel Maddow, or any other person that's had a conniption fit in front of a microphone.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
Wow.
Yes, you do, ma'am.
Wow.
But, you know, you can recover from TDS because prior to her, the poster child for TDS was Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
Don't you remember his videos where he's literally spitting? It was disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And look at him now.
Yeah, it's on the table. Voting for Trump is on the table. It's been on the table for months. We'll see if he actually does it.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how do you treat TDS, by the way? Chiropractor work for that?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right.
All right. Is that it for us?
Yeah, we should break and come back and do all the other stuff we do.
We'll wrap it up next with Today in Music History and Who Won Social Media Today. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company on this Monday morning, just about 5 hours and 28 minutes until the solar eclipse. As we continue to track it, the biggest 4 minutes of your lives coming up this afternoon at 3:23.
That's what she said.
Exactly right. Let's get to a Monday edition.
So wrong.
Mary, you can punch us through the radio if you would like.
So juvenile and stupid.
So funny.
Come through the Zoom and just boom, right in the chin.
Yuck.
Let's get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, April 8th, we celebrate the birthday of Izzy Stradlin of GNR, Steve Howe of Yes, Julian Lennon, and Paul Gray of Slipknot. And we sadly learned yesterday we lost the lead singer of Firehouse, CJ Snare. Albums include Smash by The Offspring in 94, Sin After Sin by Judas Priest in 77, and The Clash's debut also was released on this day in 77. Singles include Fool to Cry by The Stones in 76, and Wheel in the Sky by Journey in 78. On this date in 2000, Christopher Walken demanded more cowbell from Will Ferrell doing a Blue Oyster Cult skit. The Stones performed for the first time in mainland China in 2006. The Damned became the first UK punk band to play live dates in the US. And lastly, after eliminating Alabama on Saturday, which Nick actually previously mentioned.
Oh, boy.
Connecticut faces Purdue tonight for the men's basketball championship.
How is this
Go
music?
Huskies. I'm Phil Lomquist for Kale and Company.
How is that music?
Yeah, what are we going to throw in? Tipping cooks, some menus and recipe suggestions,
How
Phil?
Is this music?
Anything else? You want to give us your take on Trump while you're at it?
Oh, boy.
My God. I hope, you know, on second thought, I hope Purdue wins by 50 tonight. Take
fine
that, Philip.
Run like a fine-tuned machine. What are you doing over there, Stocker? Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
I know, right? All right, let's get to today. Who won Twitter today?
Who won Twitter?
Tracy Murphy wins Twitter. She says, us trying to get points for gas is like having to collect green stamps from decades ago. We shouldn't have to play games to pay a good gas price.
I agree.
But Bidenomics.
Uh-huh. So. There you go.
Hey, in Jersey, you can't even use the points. It's not eligible here. So
really?
Yeah.
You have to do it in PA?
Yeah, you can't do it in New Jersey. You can't. They can't give discounts.
What are you paying these days per gallon in your neck of the woods, Mary?
Good question.
What is it? $3.35.
Oh, you're 20 cents cheaper than us. I'm about $3.57.
And they pump it for me. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's an extra bonus.
Do you know how to pump gas?
No, I have no idea.
Really?
I have no clue. But you know what I've learned?
What?
Is that in any other state, if they see a Jersey license plate and you're at a gas pump, someone will get out of the car and do it for you. Because they just want you to get out of line.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Especially if you get out, and like I do, and you're like, oh, crap. And because I do know how to make it everywhere without having to fill up, you know, not in New Jersey.
Yeah.
If you get out and you look at the machine and they see you looking at the machine and they see you reading the directions, they're like, okay, I got this.
What? maybe it's because you're an attractive woman. If you look like Nick or myself, that wouldn't happen.
Well, for me, for sure.
Yes. Once they see the Jersey plate, somebody's like, all right, if this line, especially if they're like behind you,
yeah,
they're like, would you like me to help you with this? It's great. I love it.
I think there's something more at play there.
Yeah,
but
probably.
That's just me.
Good stuff, Mary. We'll do this again tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
She's back with us tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, I think I'll come back tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, don't forget, Mary will be on Newsmax this afternoon at 4:30. Stay tuned. Kathy Barnett is Woo-hoo. In for Dawn. She is up next, and we are back tomorrow at 6. Enjoy the solar eclipse, and as 46 would say...
If I were smart, I'd say thank you and leave.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.